Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, thousands of children with complex problems are waiting over 4 years for orthodontic care. There's over 11,000 at risk of their condition seriously deteriorating. We're joined now by the Chief Executive of the Irish Dental Association, Fintan Hourihan. Good morning, Fintan.
Hello, Claire.
So bring us to what is behind these delays or what's going on in this area of dentistry.
Yeah, this is very unfortunate. I mean, for a first world country, this is something we can't be proud of. The problems stem from the fact that in the first instance, we have a school screening, a dental service run by the HSE, which is supposed to see children at second, fourth and sixth class. That is not happening. It's the case that in some parts of the country, in Laois and Offaly, for example, it's secondary school before children are seen. And where, in particular, at fourth class is a key milestone for children. So it's when the child's canine teeth, the eye teeth come down. It's an opportunity for the dentist to see, are they coming down? Are they having an impact on the permanent teeth? Have we an opportunity now to intervene and to sort out problems that might be emerging that might prevent serious orthodontic work? So that's not happening. So some of the children then are not being seen by any dentist until 12 or even older.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it also means that sometimes where a child is seen, what might be a simpler, more straightforward orthodontic treatment, if it's not seen and it's neglected, becomes a complex orthodontic treatment. So we have that. First of all, we have a problem in that we don't have enough dentists to see the children at the school, and there's an opportunity missed. So sometimes that means that the problems become bigger. Sometimes it means that problems that could be sorted there and then aren't sorted. We then transfer to the child needs to see an orthodontic specialist, and we don't have enough orthodontic specialists.
Okay, so in a system that was working properly, the child would be seen in second class, in fourth class, in sixth class. The dentist would refer onto the orthodontist if that was needed, and treatment would happen. But as it is happening now, they're not being seen in some cases until secondary school, and then they've got a four-year wait, at which point I would imagine, in some cases, it's too late, is it?
Oh, it is. I mean, there are some children, and to be honest about it, irreparable damage will be what you're looking at. You know, the alternative, obviously, for children will be to see a private specialist. We all know that to see a private specialist can be expensive.
Hugely expensive. Thousands in some cases.
Yeah, and we think that, you know, that problem is made worse because of a decision that was made back in 2009, 2010, to reduce the tax relief. So it used to be that you could get nearly half of the cost rebated because of tax relief. But at the time, the government decided, no, we're going to restrict it to around 20%. So that immediately means it's far more expensive for people to look at private dental care as an alternative. But look, first and foremost, if we don't see children at an early stage, and not everyone is going to see their dentist as early as they should, we have a brilliant service there. If we have enough dentists in the HSE where all the children are seen in the school, where orthodontic problems can be identified, resolved there and then before they become bigger problems. And that's what ultimately this all stems from, is the inadequacy. We've seen, you know, the number of dentists employed in the HSE dental service fall by a quarter as the number of patients has increased by a quarter over mm-hmm. the last decade and more. And this is inevitably the consequence. There are lots of other consequences for other vulnerable groups, special care patients as well. But we have a real problem with our, and like to have that many waiting for 4 years in a supposedly advanced country like ours not acceptable.
These figures that we're talking about today, or that started us off on this path, Fintan, they come from figures released by a request from the independent TD Michael Healy-Ray to the HSE's Oral Health Division. And these figures that Michael Healy-Ray got show that there are over 7,000 children who are in the most severe category. They're in grade 5 and they're waiting on these lists. What, in general terms, might be wrong in those cases? If you're grade 5, what's going on?
You might be talking about instances where there are gaps between children's teeth, where they have a severe overbite, where they may have need for jaw surgery. So this is the extreme end. This is not what some people might term as simply cosmetic straightening my teeth. This is actually something far more significant. So all of these children are dealing with scenarios which are not easy to live with on a daily basis. We all know, even from a social perspective, but in many cases from a purely functional perspective, these are children who have serious dental problems. This is not, you know, oh, I'd like to have nicer, straighter teeth. These are children with very serious problems, which require the expertise of an orthodontic specialist to help them.
So you're saying that one of the quick ways, and it's not going to suit everybody because not everybody can pay at all for private treatment, but would be to increase the tax relief on private care. That would be one way to address it. But it's not going to solve the problem for whom private care is just not an option.
No. I mean, ultimately, what this requires is investment in the public dental service, because that's a service that's provided to everyone regardless of means and income. Where the dentist goes to visit the child rather than, you know, relying or inviting a child and the family to go and visit the dentist. If we have enough dentists to go out and see schools, to see children in second class, at fourth class, at their key development milestones, then that will actually be the far more significant indicator of or contributor to improving the oral health of the nation. It's a vital service.
So just
it's a shame that's been left to run down the way it has.
Just a basic question on that. Is the HSE not hiring dentists to do that job of going into schools, or do the dentists not want the job?
Well, the HSE, the dental service has been seriously affected by the recruitment embargo over many years, and many dentists who have left the service have not been replaced. Dental team members, obviously dentists work with nurses and hygienists and therapists. They have been affected by the recruitment embargo. But I think it's also important to understand that those dentists who are remaining in the service are being overwhelmed because they are fewer in number. The patients are greater in number. The complexity of the problems that children are presenting with are even more difficult. So it's an extremely challenging and stressful environment. And all of this, you know, it reinforces the difficulty of the situation, in that if you are currently dealing with fighting fires and emergencies on a daily basis, it's hard to retain people, let alone to recruit extra people into the service.
Fintan, thank you for explaining that to us. Fintan Harahan there, Chief Executive of the Irish Dental Association. Now, coming up next, Chef Brian McDermott is back with his hero ingredients. This time, it's mushrooms.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.